Hey, this is Santosh
Kandara. Hi, Santosh.
Hi.
So what do you do?
I run a team, application consulting and engineering.
Okay.
We are basically folks who will take care of application security or Microsoft IT environment.
Okay.
So basically we are people who enforce application teams who are developing applications to meet the security guidelines which we have defined.
Okay. So tell me more about this. What do you mean by security and you know, how do you really go about securing your applications and stuff like that?
Okay, let's take a general scenario. Let's say, if you think about security, first of all, people will get one thing in mind, that applying patches.
Yeah.
Buying a good firewall, proper firewall, or something like that.
Right.
So application security is one area in security which needs major concern with respect to application development team person. How, let's say, like, okay, fine, what might be a problem with network security?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, some intruder can come in, and he can damage something. Okay, and the one point solution for you is, okay, deploy a proper firewall, configure it properly, have a proper IDS, intrusion detection system, which will monitor the traffic, and can block all kinds of network level issues.
Right.
So for network level issues, let's say, one more threat might be like virus, Trojans and other stuff. Get a go and purchase a proper antivirus software and manage yourself properly by monitoring the real-time updates and all of the stuff. So, for network issues and Trojans and viruses, this kind of stuff, you have a conflict solution where you can go and approach a vendor, you can buy a coin, deploy it securely, and you can take a deep risk of them.
But okay.
How about application security? Application security is basically what I refer. Means you have an application, but you have some logical problems in that particular application, the way it was developed, the way it was designed, and malicious users, the genuine users whom you think are becoming malicious and they're exploiting those weaknesses in your application. And the best example is weak authentication.
Okay.
You don't have a proper authentication, and that's it. You think that, okay, my application is safe, you have deployed a proper application, you have deployed it in a CMZ, you have deployed all the server, all the firewalls before that. Everything is cool, fine, but you have a weak password policy.
Okay.
Okay. How is it going to help? How is it going to prevent that attack? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So now the attack surface is more and the people are more mature. And they are no longer sitting on playing on the network levels. Now people are more comfortable with the application security.
Okay.
So that's one major concern we have.
So what are your thoughts or your tips on, you know, how you can make it more secure?
Okay. So if you ask, like, okay, I have some network level issues, what's my problem? I can say that, hey, go for a good firewall. Let's say.
A firewall. Right, okay.
If you ask that, hey, I'm having some virus level issues, my system is getting affected, I can say that, okay, go for a good antivirus system. But application security, I don't have anything, hey, go for this particular thing.
Okay.
Application security should be addressed by awareness. This is a crucial concern with respect to developers and concern. We have to make the developers aware so that they can do a secure programming. They know, they do, and they understand what security issues that can come out of from their own fear and how to mitigate them. So, the solution. Okay, here comes the solution. First of all, we have to create awareness in the dev and test community. Developers should be in a position to do secure coding. So they should know very well that what kind of issues that can come out of their own code and how to mitigate them at the early stages of the development. And testers should be at least in a position to identify minimal and common security issues that can come out of this application. And the second thing is threat modeling. Threat modeling is the process where it is going to give application teams an ability to identify, define and model threats that can come out of their application. And threat modeling is the process which starts right from the design phase of the application, where the application team is going to decide on what are the possible threats there again is and what can be the mitigations they have to take care of. And it is a living document that is going to tell that at the end of the development that, hey, these are the possible threats we are again is, and this is how we have mitigated these threats. And we can cross-check against the risk. So this will be the solution, and it is not a one-time job. It is not just procuring the firewall, or it's not just procuring any software, and you can feel yourself happy that I'm okay with the security.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, question.
Hi, this is Channel 9. Who are you?
Hey, I'm Moshmi.
Moshmi, I'm scared to enter.
Why?
Because of the sign, huh?
Oh, Hobbs is not here.
Okay.
Heaven is alone.
Yes. I think you look like you're an, I think you're an HR person.
Correct.
So
he's all correct.
Yeah. So what?
Have a seat.
What should be started with
it? My HR curtsy and all. Take a seat. Oh, this one is just to have a nice, friendly welcome for good people.
All right. That's good. I feel good.
I need to keep the wolves out of my room and don't mind the mess out here. Cleaning.
For a lot of more cartoons.
Yeah. Can you see that one?
I can definitely say that you're one of the friendly HR people, isn't it?
Hey, thank you so much. HR is synonymous with being friendly.
Really?
Not the only?
I thought HR people were evil. They understand.
How mean!
So,
the thing that I've been hearing since the time I've become an HR person is that do you actually work? So if you focus on all these cartoons and all, people will, okay, she really doesn't have any work.
Yeah, she really doesn't have any work. Look at that thing.
God, this is like digging my own grave.
You can do this kind of Patagonia.
Absolutely.
So look at the three lottery spots this year.
Nothing like that.
Oh, is it Patagonia?
Yeah. Okay. I watch movies based on the actors, you know.
Oh, okay.
Ask you to tell the story of Troy, I don't know.
But you know about it.
Absolutely.
So, Moshe, tell me more about what you do here, what you do as an HR person. Probably you could want to share a few secrets about how you could get into Microsoft.
Secrets, huh?
Right.
No secrets.
There are a lot of fans out there who want to know about
and open and transparent hiring policies. I'm with the recruitment team.
Okay.
And it's been some 7-8 months since I joined here.
Okay.
And been really, really good time that I've been having here. Cool environment. So if you want to join Microsoft, you have to be really, really passionate about technology.
Right.
And you have to be smart. You have to be energetic, willing to take up new challenges. And there you are. You're welcome here.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
Wow.
Sounds really good, right?
There you have it from the horse's mouth.
And yes, we are hiring tons and tons of people. So you can send in your resume to the Microsoft India career site.
Wow, that's fantastic. So what email ID should people send in their resume to?
You can send it to the career site directly.
Okay.
Or you can send it at my email ID, mdhar@microsoft.com.
Wow.
Do you want me to spell that out for you?
Sure. MDHR?
That's MDHR. So I write it there so that you can focus it there. And don't blame me if you cannot read my handwriting. I do that deliberately. You know, if I write in a better handwriting, then people will know I don't know how to spell. Got it?
Alright, great.
And, you know, I was so surprised when I joined here in Microsoft.
Uh-huh.
Before this, I have worked in a lot of other IT organizations
without
trying to demean anybody, but I was used to a more strict environment.
Okay.
I mean, it was like, you know, you have to stand up when your boss enters, and you have to be courteous to your seniors and things like that. Yeah, it's like...
People are courteous to the seniors here?
Oh, they are, but it's not like the formality is not there. You know, it's expected to say sir and ma'am and
so
courteous and things like that. People are so cool here. And
yeah, that's really a very nice thing. I mean, I myself call my boss by his name. You know?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Something really rare.
In other organizations also you have that first name policy.
Right.
But then even then if it's a boss, then you have to show some courtesy, something. And it's like you can be as cool as possible. You can express your views, your opinion without feeling this stress of, you know, getting some repercussions which might not be good and things like that.
Okay.
And besides, it's like people are free to do their own thing. People are encouraged to come up with new ideas, take up new initiatives, things like that.
Okay.
I mean, where else would you find yoga classes happening, jazz classes happening, aerobics happening?
Oh yeah, that was fantastic. I actually saw some people doing some yoga downstairs.
Oh yeah, you haven't seen a dancing sharok? That's like something like a jazz.
Wow, so when is that happening then?
That happens on Wednesday. I'm also a part of the jazz team.
Cool.
That's
I'm coming back on Wednesday.
That's why I'm showing up. And there's this, you know, I had some friends who came from Infosys campus.
Okay.
Right across.
Right.
And they came and they're like, hello, when do your developers work? Right? There's pool tables everywhere, there are TV tables everywhere, pool, ball, Xbox. He even work as a seat. That's the beauty.
Oh, and yeah. Multi-cuisine pantry? I really like that.
So it's like, you know, we are more effective and efficient.
Right.
Not the number of man hours that you put in, it's your output.
Right.
That's
absolutely
really important.
Absolutely.
The potential and your performance.
Right. That's great.
So it's a cool place to be. So are you all interested? Are you listening?
And if you're listening, you should be mailing Sarah.
Yeah. Can you read that?
At mbhal at microsoft.com.
So how do you like all those cartoons that I've done?
Oh, they're awesome. They're phenomenal. I really like the one outside.
Quite a welcome inside. Oh, I plan to make lots more.
Can't you do anything right? Okay.
I made one cartoon of a colleague today.
Okay.
I mean, I made a picture of a wolf.
Okay.
Carrying a board saying genius.
Okay.
And I went and pinned it to his board when he was not there.
Wow, I think that's the coolest HR person to be.
And then I made a picture of, you know, Obelix, right? Asterix and Obelix.
Yep, yep.
Obelix, and he's saying, I'm not fat. And I just put it on the notice board of a person who's really fat and who doesn't accept that.
Ow.
So I'm just waiting for them to come and hit me. They haven't done so far. You want one for yourself, question?
Sure, I could use the one with the Obelix.
Come on.
So mostly tell me, what's been keeping you busy nowadays? Anything new coming up? Any new teams coming up?
Well, I do hiring for Epic.
Okay.
That's a new team that's come up that's growing really fast.
Uh-huh.
And I'm busy really because of that. You want to know more about Epic?
Sure.
It stands for Engineering and Product Innovation Center.
Alright.
And it's headed by Pankaj Lunia. You know what? When I joined in Jan, there were just 2 people there. And now guess how many are there? 50 people.
Wow.
And there are many more to join.
Wow, from so 2 to 50, that's going to be quite good.
So
you've done that yourself?
With a lot of help with my colleagues and Pankaj is trying.
Okay.
So it's been a good experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep telling it to everybody, you know, that Epic is the most happening group.
Oh, right.
And there's a bunch of young, enthusiastic people.
Mm-hmm.
They participate in everything. And this time, in this monsoon cricket hangama,
mm-hmm.
they actually reached to the semi-finals. I feel so proud of them.
Wow, so that's your team.
That's my team, with a capital M.
Yes.
They also
the cricket seems to be pretty big here.
Absolutely. And I am a person who till a few months back did not know that goal is not a term of cricket.
Wow.
Okay, so just understand. And now I actually talk about, you know, LBWs and out for googly and things like that.
Cool. People actually put googlies around here?
They don't, but I know what it means. So I really feel very happy and proud for Epic.
Okay.
So, once again, let me do this promo for Epic. Anybody wanting to join Epic, send your resume to
mbhal@microsoft.com.
Hey, Kaushal, I have a gift for you, a very special gift.
Wow, a red rose.
A red rose.
Thank you. That's cut on camera.
Oh my God, oh my God.